It's now time for the Craig James Financial Report with certified wealth strategist extraordinaire Craig Ferrantino. He is the best in the business. He's dynamite. Thrilled to have him here. Craig is the president of Craig James Financial Services, LLC, located in Melville, New York, right here on Long Island. For independent and objective financial advice, call them at 631-393-2888 and be sure to visit them at longislandinvestmentadvisors.com. Again, that's longislandinvestmentadvisors.com. Craig Ferrantino, how are you?
Good, Frank. How are you? I'm telling you, this is just listening to you, Frank. It's unbelievable. Jay, of course, is the master, but having you come in as a substitute is fantastic. I mean, famous actors, famous musicians, Craig Ferrantino. I feel right in there, you know. It's unbelievable.
Well,
that's great. Anyway, go ahead.
I've been listening to you for a long time here, and I'm telling you, I'm switching all my money into Craig James. Every time you talk, you're right on. What's the latest? What's the latest thoughts you have on our financial situation in the country?
Well, you know, it's just in general. Let me just go through some of the numbers, and then I'll make some comments on that. I think that's the best way to go. The Dow Jones Industrial Average actually fell for the week, down 0.9%. closing the Dow at 26,574. We were close to 27,000 on the Dow, and so we're down a bit. Year to date, our numbers are up 13.9%. The S&P 500, which is 500 stocks, that's at 29.52, down 0.3%, and that hit us hard. And year to date still is up almost 18%. The NASDAQ closed at 79.82, down 0.5%. Up 20.3% for the year. The 10-year Treasury, which we've been following for a long time now, we mentioned every week, is at a 1.53. So it actually made a big move to the down this past week, meaning that the demand for bonds was higher. And so the 10-year Treasury is at a 1.53. People run into things like Treasuries when they're afraid of stocks. And so it's just a seesaw back and forth. And the demand for our treasuries are higher. They also run into it because 1.53% for 10 years, Frank, is better than what Germany's paying, which is -0.6%. So you're not even going to get your money back every year. They'll take some of your money every year, but at least you get your money back after 10 years. Oil came down to $52.90 a barrel, still up 16% for the year, one of the best performing indexes. When you add all that up, you know, you start saying, what's going on in this past week? We've had the third straight week of decline for the markets. We have bonds rose, and that helped really smooth out the volatility for if you have a balanced portfolio and you have some stocks and you have some bonds, it's okay. You know, I made money in bonds then, you know, so I didn't make money in the stocks this week. So, or I've seen levels increase. I shouldn't say make money. You make money when you sell something. What's going on? Well, you know, there's a string of disappointing U.S. economic data, and it was really fueled by worries that a slowdown in manufacturing will spread to other parts of the U.S. economy. So this ISM number came out last week, and they were very concerned about that, the Institute for Supply Management. And it wasn't down that much, but, you know, the Chiron's is a panic Chiron because we're in an election year. And so, it's the worst year, number in 10 years and things like that. Well, this is 2019, 2009. It's a thermometer of one particular spot in our economy at one particular time. But nonetheless, it is what it is. So, and that could be due to the fact that, you know, GM is on strike, but nobody brought that up, of course. So that being said, the manufacturing activity slowed, and I think that that was a concern. And so the services index is still in expansion territory. And the September jobs report, which still looked pretty good despite the slowdown in hiring, still very strong, and the labor market remains tight. Unemployment still has record lows. So it's a mix and match of what happened last week. And, this is October. I just want to let your listeners know this is one of those months Frank, when you put your seatbelts on, because we got the Fed meeting, and that they control interest rates, that has a big effect on the markets, and bonds have a big effect on the markets. We also have some other. No, we have another unemployment report coming out in October. So we're looking at some things for this month that tends to make October a little more volatile. People start looking at it. Hey, I made money in the first 10 months. What do I need to do for the next month or the next month after that? Maybe why don't I just take the money and put it in bonds? And some people have been doing that because the demand for bonds is higher. And so, therefore, they don't need to pay you as much interest. So that's where we are.
Farentino is the voice that you're hearing if you're just joining us, or if you're turning on your radio a little late. Frank McKay filling in for Jay Oliver. He'll be back tomorrow. Don't worry. Frank McKay on LI in the AM. Jay will be back tomorrow. But today, we're here with Craig Farentino from Craig James Financial Services. And if you go to LongIslandInvestmentAdvisors.com, you can see everything that you need there. They're in Melville. He's as good as they get. Thrilled to have Craig Farentino here from Craig James Financial Services. In general, do you subscribe to the idea, if you look at things day by day, you'll drive yourself crazy, but you have to look at things, over the course of 3 months or over the course of 6 months or 9 months? What should we take for the day by day stuff? I know you got to pay attention. You have to pay attention to both of those things, but what do you subscribe to? What should we be thinking?
It's very good. Excellent question. Because Frank, what I've been doing, aside from this market noise and the China trade and Brexit, which is coming up in October, another reason why I'd be a little nervous about October, is what can I control? You know, the markets do move on a day-to-day basis due to various techniques, which we talk about every week, but what can I control? Here's what I'm having, and I'll let you in a little trade secret. So we have our clients coming in. We're actually looking at things that we could do today to position not just our portfolios, but our lives so that we may pay less taxes in the future. And so, as you know, right now, the president has given us a tax break. And I want my clients to take advantage of the 28%, what it used to be, to the 22%, what it is today, with all the state and local in there and everything else. So we want to take advantage of that. We are actually having, and it has nothing to do with the markets, it really has to do with each person, but we have them do a mid-year review. And it's not, I know it's not mid-year, it's 3/4 of the way, but it's anything that we could do, because you know what happens is when people file their taxes, they wait for their statements to come out in January of the next year, 2020, and January and February, they rush it over their provider, whoever it is, or they do it themselves and they file it. So when you've done that next year, it's already too late. You know what I'm saying? So if I could do some changes now and do like a pro forma or like a forward tax return of what 2020, what my tax return this year that I'm going to file next year is going to look like, I want clients coming in. And so we sent out 2 or 3 emails. And we've had a lot of people come in. So we're kind of busy. We have a CPA on staff. So she's been doing, Megan Muccio, she's great. And she's doing a lot of this work. And so once we realize, okay, here's what your tax bill may look like come January, February, March, April, what can we do today to mitigate that? So these are things I can control that'll either help me keep the money or save more money, or position myself so that I pay less taxes for next year, and I already start the year then with an automatic gain if there's something that can be done.
Again,
you know what I'm saying?
When I do it
next year, it's already a history lesson. There's nothing I could do because the year ends at 12/31/2019. So if I'm looking at things and say, oh, I should have done this, I might have done this, well, guess what? We're doing it. And being proactive is the way to make money that I know that I can control. All this other noise about that, which we talk about every week, is all valuable and for long-term investors and for people that don't look at this. But to put money in your pocket today, let's do a mid-year tax review before the year is up. And what that will do is give you a peace of mind so that when you do actually file your taxes and do you prepare your full year return in January, February, we'll have all that information mostly done. And so, That's a reason to call.
Yeah, if you're not driving, go to longislandinvestmentadvisors.com and you'll get your starting point for Craig James Financial Services there. You're listening to Craig Ferrantino right now, Frank McKay here on the Craig James Financial Report, filling in for Jay Oliver, Frank McKay here, LI in the AM. And again, Craig's as good as they get. Thrilled to be on with him as we fill in for Jay. Let me ask you about the impeachment talk. I mean, that's all we hear. If you go on the news, we're hearing this. I'm sure Wall Street's not crazy about anything that's disruptive. Do we expect this to have an effect one way or the other? I mean, it's almost a rhetorical question. It has to have some kind of effect. Is that why the move towards bonds recently is because of all the talk of impeachment, or is that something else?
I really don't think the market is taking this as an event. They just see this as more politics as usual. Just like, well, what did the market, somebody asked me a question, what happens when the Mueller report comes out to the market? Should I sell before it comes out?
Right.
Like, I don't know. It's the Democrats are, you know, doing a very good job of controlling, I think, is getting this issue, trying to make it as important as possible, and getting a lot of mileage on TV. That's what I think is going on.
It's a press play. It's a big press play. And
I like how you said that. Yes. And what they're saying is they're looking at a couple of states that may vote one way or the other. And maybe if we could throw enough, you know, dust in the air and cloud some of the independents, you know, they're basically fighting for a small percentage of the voters. And I think that's what's happening. And so they're trying, if they could just muddy the waters enough for it. I mean, I think of the Mueller report, and I think of the Brett Kavanaugh hearings, because that's something that happened in high school. Now, there's people on the other side who will say, wow, that's definitely wrong, that should be investigated. They just didn't like him. You know, it's like, okay,
right.
it's not about his credentials, but you can't, this is kind of ridiculous how this is dragged out for 2 weeks or the, you know, blah, 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 and I just feel like it's all over again. So it's a lot of, but I think they're just fighting for a small segment of the population that may think one way or the other. And both sides are fighting for it. I'm not saying that's one or the other. So Karl Rove said, you know, Trump should be nicer, and I don't think, I don't think Trump's listening at all. So I think that's a strategy that he feels hasn't worked. And so for the markets and for your money, I just think there's a lot of political noise. And you notice the markets haven't really. I think they've just been going. You know, when a lot of this news came out the last week in September, I was watching it very carefully, and it really wasn't. It was like, okay. Nobody was really reacting, which was good because the economy is strong. I mean, you have a 3.7% unemployment rate with low interest rates. Companies can borrow at the lowest rates in a long time, in many times. We have more people working than ever, in all genders and colors. I think this is that's going to go, and you may get a little softening here and there. But if you go from 3.7% on the unemployment rate to 3.8% or 4% unemployed, that's still damn good. So that's my opinion.
Craig Ferrantino is the voice that you're hearing. Once again, Long Island Investment Advisors.com is where everyone should go. If you're not driving, go there and it's a starting point. Get to Craig James Financial Services as soon as you can. Craig Ferrantino on the Craig James Financial Report. Craig, thank you very much for being here. And well, for me, you're always here for Jay. But listen, we got to do something on my show as well. You're terrific. And
thank you, Frank.
Hey,
I'd love to.
What a career you're having, and just always great stuff from you. And you know, there's a reason why people say you're the top in the business, and it doesn't.
And
happen.
I'm lined up, Frank, with a famous actor, and all the great, and a famous musician, and here, Craig Ferrantino. There you go.
Well, listen.
So, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, and thank you all for listening. Frank McKay here, filling in for LI in the AM for Jay Oliver. And again, you've been listening to the Craig James Financial Report, and Craig Ferrantino, all kidding aside, is as good as they get. And go to longislandinvestmentadvisors.com, and you'll have a starting point. When you're not driving, again, go to longislandinvestmentadvisors.com. And their number is 631-393-2888. And they are in Melville, right here on Long Island.